We got this story from Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, apparently ever since they've gotten back together, they're cool, but Selena's family may not be because of all of their past history. And so word has it that Selena cannot take Justin home for Christmas.
So we want to know, why can't you take your boo thang home
right
for the holidays? Sharon from Tampa, what's your situation? What's going on?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I have seven sisters, right? Seven sisters and one brother. So my significant other struggled with monogamy for a minute, like a long time. So in the midst of us going through that, you know, I call my sisters and I would cry to them or tell them or whatever it was, saying to them, don't tell mom and dad. Like, don't tell, we'll get through it. Don't tell mom and dad. Well, that's just the wrong, they're going to tell my parents. So they told my parents, and in my house, we celebrate Easter. Like, it's a big deal in my house. It's like Christmas in my house. So we have this this tradition where we break bread. And it's not like Cuban bread. It's like a soul roll, right? So
we gotta say
a prayer. I mean, it's like a process. You got to say a prayer and all of this. They'll tell God what you think. It's a soul roll, okay? Because it goes deep. So we break bread. And so he was getting ready to get his piece of bread. And my mom was like, oh, I know you're not getting ready to get no bread. And we were all like, well, yeah, because this is the tradition. And my mother was like, this ain't his tradition, and he's not getting ready to break bread with us. And I was like, oh, okay. So my sisters all put their heads down because obviously they told when I said don't tell. Oh. And my mom was like, well, what's wrong? She's like, well, maybe when he can keep his penis in his pants, and maybe he can break bread. Oh, what is the most like in front of like 50 people. I was so embarrassed. He was embarrassed. I was like, oh, so why don't you go in the corner and pray about that? Oh. The bread from him. So I was like, oh. So at that point, I was like, you know what? I don't even think it's a good idea for you to celebrate not birthday, holiday, nothing.
No.
Him. You go to your people, I'm going to go to mine.
Oh.
Wow. Now, are you two still together?
We are. We are 12 years now. And my mother is, she swear to God, like, she is a holy roller. She cares. She's a Bible-toting woman. She go to church. Baby, but you do something to one of her kids, those horns come out, and her behavior is straight demonic.
I think she needs to pray about that a little bit.
Oh, that is great, Sharon.
This is my favorite call of the year.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. Sharon, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay,
we will.
Thanks.
Girl, I'll call my grandma and put her on the prayer chain. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. All right, Amber from Tampa, why can't you take your boo thing home for the holidays?
Because my dad's not really accepting on the fact that he's a different skin color.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so break it down for us. What ethnicity are you?
I'm white.
And he is?
He's Cuban.
Oh.
Interesting.
Now,
so,
what does your dad say about that?
Well, I don't know. My dad was always, like, trying to, like, push me into white guys. Like, you know, try to hook me up with different white guys. I brought him home, and he was like, hey, he sat me down. He was like, oh, I don't have a good feeling about him. And I was like, why?
Mm.
He did it once before when I brought a black guy to my house.
Wow.
And he was like, I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling.
I don't have a good feeling about his skin color.
Why? Because he black?
Yeah.
Mm. Now, so what are you going to do? Are you going to spend holidays away from your parents and spend it with Boothang, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, me and my family aren't really close for various reasons like that. He's also kind of very controlling, so we just didn't, like, we butt heads a lot. So I definitely spend holidays over there, but it's kind of difficult because they just speak Spanish.
No
status.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? I give you credit for doing that because, like you said, Holly, to Joey from earlier, at the end of the day, your parents won't always be around. But if you're choosing to spend life with that person, if you two choose to get married, they're the one that's going to be there forever.
Correct.
So I think you're making the right call there. Well, thank you so much.
Maybe get a Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.